With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump has chosen a retired three-star general to serve as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Keith Kellogg has long been Trump's top advisor on defense issues, having served as national security advisor to former Vice President Pence and chief of staff of the National Security Council. He will step into the role as special envoy as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third year in February. Trump has criticized the billions of dollars the Biden administration has spent in supporting Ukraine, and Kellogg has said bringing the war to a close will require strong America First leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a social media ban for kids under the age of 16 has passed the Australian Senate and will soon become law.
The law will make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram liable for fines of up to 50 million Australian dollars. That's about 33 million US dollars for systemic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. Speaking in Parliament, Australian Senator Maria Kovacic said social media companies should have taken on this responsibility long ago.
But for too long, they have shirked these responsibilities in favour of profit.
Many child welfare and mental health advocates are concerned about unintended consequences, and the platforms complain that the law would be unworkable. I'm Karen Chamas.
Researchers at King's College in London say they found the first new treatment for asthma attacks in 50 years. It's an injectable drug, and it dampens part of the immune system that flares up in patients during attacks. It's already used in England for the most severe asthma cases, but research says it could be used routinely for 2 million attacks a year in the UK alone. This is SRN News. Are you ready for a Bless Friday? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
You heard it right. Bless Friday. It's a Christian alternative to Black Friday when everybody rushes off to buy Christmas gifts on the day after Thanksgiving. Bless Friday features churches and ministries all across the nation choosing to stay away from the stores and instead devote their time to good works, organizing cleanup crews in their communities and working at soup kitchens. Bless Friday has been going on since 2009. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom is considering a legal challenge focusing on the definition of what a woman is. It's part of a long-running dispute between women's rights and the Scottish government. The case seeks to clarify whether a so-called transgender person with a gender recognition certificate that recognizes them as female can be regarded as a woman under equality law. This is SRN News. Across what was once South America's second largest producer of natural gas, everyone is searching for fuel.
Long lines of vehicles snake for several miles outside gas stations all over Bolivia. Some queues don't budge for days. Bolivia's fuel crunch follows a currency collapse that is increasingly disrupting economic activity and everyday life for millions of people, hurting commerce and farm production and sending food prices soaring.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Mounting public anger has sent crowds into the streets in recent weeks, piling pressure on the leftist president ahead of a tense presidential election next year. Some organic eggs sold at Costco are being recalled. Nearly 11,000 cartons are being recalled due to concerns they may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products are the organic, pasture-raised, 24-count eggs sold under Costco's Kirkland Signature brand with a use-by date of January 6, 2025. More at SRNnews.com.